I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I talked with Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli for a preview of tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission. On the agenda, there will be a public hearing on an ordinance to regulate motor vehicles within the city's park system. The proposed ordinance covers all parks and specifically allows for enforcement of parking at Presque Isle Park without the addition of signs around Peter White Drive. Here's more about what's going to be talked about at the public hearing at tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission with Mike Angeli.
This is the result of us trying to deal with the parking situation primarily around Black Rocks on Presque Isle. If you recall, a few weeks or months ago, we had a discussion about, the City Commission had a discussion about how to deal with that parking, and one of the answers was to change the walking versus driving hours, and that suggested it didn't go over too well. So we decided to take this approach. And what this does is it allows us to place maybe one or two signs as opposed to signs everywhere on the island. We can place these signs at the beginning when you come in and maybe when you go around the back of the island that lists the restrictions. In other words, in this particular case, one of the big restrictions is you can't park unless it says you can park there. It's a little different than saying you can park anywhere you want unless it says no parking.
Right.
This just means that it has to say you can park there. So
there has to be some sort of signage that would designate it as a designated parking area.
Signage or the actual parking space. Yeah, we're looking at signage.
So, and there are areas on the island that you can pull off and park. There
correct.
Are some larger areas, but this is really just an offshoot of traffic problems and parking problems in the Black Rocks area around Presque Isle.
Correct. And what this does, it allows our enforcement people, which, by the way, includes our park patrol, to issue parking tickets if you violate this ordinance. So if you just pull off on the side of the road somewhere and you're not sure if it's a parking spot and you pull over, the chances are you might get a ticket. And it doesn't have to have a sign right in front of you that says no parking. By us placing this sign at the beginning of your drive, it gives us the authority. So
so this basically allows you to have the authority to do the parking tickets and so on for someone that would violate the ordinance without having to really, I guess, inundate the park and the drive itself with signs everywhere.
Correct. And that's been one of our issues, is that Presque Isle Park Advisory Committee that oversees the park is concerned about too many signs. And we all understand that, because the signs that we have to put up are not really conducive to the area. I mean, they're metal, they're red, they're white, they're not pleasant to look at. So we've come up with this method as opposed to putting a sign every 15 feet or something. Because as you mentioned before we talked today or met today, that if there isn't a sign right there, they're going to park right
yeah.
there.
And that's going to be a challenge here now. So I think that this would put the onus on the city, the park patrol and the police to regularly patrol this then, wouldn't
it? That's correct. And that's going to be part of our effort, is that it's going to be regularly or constantly enforced until everybody understands what's going on. And there's an education process. And of course, it will fluctuate. You know, we'll get tourists who'll come in and not realize, and they'll probably be victims of this. And you know, when the students come back to the university in the fall, there's always a learning curve there, but there is for students everywhere, you know, mm-hmm. on all of our ordinances. So
with this, you're going to see it in increased enforcement then of the ordinance.
Yes.
Well, this is going to then, if this is approved this evening, because it would be a roll call vote, when would we see signage changes and things?
Well, the ordinances take effect 10 days after their approval, so within 10 days.
That's the comments of Mike Angeli, Marquette City Manager. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.